tailored for success. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Wall Street Journal investment management expert Bill Rickenstein says somewhere around the age of 50, it gets more difficult for Americans to find full-time employment.
Length of time between losing one job and getting another job is a lot longer on average for men and women at that age. Sometimes they've been very successful at their job, but then can they move to something in a different area?
It often comes down to being overqualified. And while you can't lie, he says you can exclude certain information to customize a resume to make it better suited for a particular job opening.
And sometimes that may mean taking a few of your most recent promotions off of there and so that you don't look overqualified for a job. If I was going to apply for a clinical professor, and a clinical professor is someone who's just there for teaching but not for the research, I would redesign that resume to highlight my teaching accolades, the courses I've taught, my teacher evaluations, and take a lot of my publications off of there.
Previous income can be another deterrent to potential employers. When applying for lower-paying jobs, managers may hesitate to hire a person used to a higher pay grade for fear the employee might soon depart for a better job offer.
A gentleman I know who lost his job in the medical area. It was a high-paying job. He was in an interview with management. They asked him about his prior income, and he mentioned his base salary but neglected to mention the bonuses. And he feels that was a big difference in helping him get the job.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Hancamer School of Business at Baylor University.